Welcome to Ramadan to Remember, Season 1, Episode 6. Alhamdulillah for another beautiful day of fasting in this blessment of Ramadan. Throughout this series, we have been journeying through the profound teachings of the Holy Quran and the hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The peace and blessings of Allah be upon you. Ameen. Today, I'm excited to delve into the essence of strengthening family bonds, the ties that bind. I'd like to explore together with you the significance of family bonds in this path of righteousness. Before I delve into the topic of today, I'd like us to actually reflect on the verse of the Quran, Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 19. And it says, "Inna Allah yamuru bil ahdi wal insan wa yatalaza al kurba wa yanha 'anil fasaa wal munkar wal bahyi yahdhurukum la'allakum tadhakkarun." Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded. Can you see that? Ramadan isn't just about fasting and prayers alone. It is also a time when families come together, creating moments that strengthen the very fabric of our relationship, because it is really, really important. And when we talk about family, the guidance we find in the Holy Quran shines bright. I would like to share some stories with you about my childhood friend, the family of Ali. There was a situation that was during Ramadan actually. So Ali, despite the hustle and bustle, despite the busy, hectic schedule of Ali's family, they were able to actually gather for iftar each evening during Ramadan, right? They were able to share stories, laughter, and the moment of togetherness around the iftar table, honestly, was so etched in such a way that it was actually a very, very profound memory for them during Ramadan. And similarly, I also have one of my childhood friends as well, who happens to be, his name is Aleem. Aleem actually was faced with some tough times and some challenging times during that Ramadan. But guess what? He found solace. That family found solace and strength in the unity of their family during Ramadan. And how did they do that? Because they turned to the Quran for guardians, drawing inspiration from the verses like Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286, where Allah reassures us that He does not burden us beyond our capacity. And the verse says, "La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha, lahu ma kasaba wa ilayhi ma kasaba. Rabbana wa la tu'akhidhna in nasina wa akhtana. Bana sirqama lahu an alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la ta'mil 'alayna 'aqaba lana bi wa'fu 'anna wa ighfir lana wa rahhamna. Anta mawlana fansurna 'ala al-qawm al-kafirin." The translation, Allah says, Allah does not burden his soul beyond that it can bear. It will have the consequence of what good it has gained, and it will bear the consequence of what evil it has earned. Indeed, family is a blessing bestowed upon us by Allah Himself. And you can see that Ramadan provides us with the opportunity to cherish and nurture these bonds. Let's make this month of Ramadan not just about fasting and prayers alone, but also about love, compassion, and togetherness with our families. And let's also remember our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Yemen, Sudan, and Syria in our prayers. May Allah ease their hardship and grant them strength during these challenging times. Thank you for joining us today, and may this Ramadan be a source of immense blessing and spiritual growth for you and your loved ones. Now let's conclude with a dua tonight. Let's conclude with a dua taught by Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiyan wa rizqan tayyiban wa hamalan mutaqabbalan. O Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge, godly provisions, and acceptance of my deeds. I pray that Allah accept all of our prayers and grant us success in this world and in the hereafter. And I pray that Allah grant us all of our heart desires and all that we yearn and pray for in this holy month of Ramadan. Until next time, Ramadan Kareem. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Ramadan to Remember, brought to you by the Connecting the Dot podcast. I hope you find inspiration and valuable insight to help you on your journey of personal growth. Don't forget to subscribe and listen to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel. And stay tuned for more episodes filled with exciting stories and lessons to help you become the best version of yourself. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.